Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we are here with a special guest, the one and only Michaela.
I'm like, are you going to speak?
She had to wait for her intro.
I was waiting for my intro.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
I guess we should have done a bigger.
Okay, so you guys, we're coming to you live from Dana Point.
From the pool.
Sitting at the pool. If you can hear the ambiance behind us, there's like a little splash pad. And
it's
a dumping
a
bucket.
Dumping bucket of ice cold water.
And we are the only ones here. It's like gorgeous.
It is.
She said she wouldn't do the dumping bucket for under $100. And then you said maybe $50.
Yeah. I was like, well,
I feel
broke,
like I do so it for $20.
Well, you go in the, yeah.
Money talks, man.
And we have a special guest here, Layton.
Layton, come say hi.
Nope.
She said peace out and she's jumping in.
With a resting blank face.
All the Vanderpump Rules party girls and boys are here right now.
Yeah,
so
this is
the crew.
Gorgeous.
We have a first reaction to the show. So Michaela and I watched it on my laptop and not like fully focused. So I still need to watch the extended uncensored version on Peacock. Holly got to see that. I got to see Watch What Happens Live.
I only made it half through of the extended, but I was able to watch the after show too. So I want to talk about that tonight as well.
Yeah, you guys were going to do full breakdown on all of it later on, but we just wanted to come to you with like an emergency.
So what was your when it ended? Like what did you feel?
I mean, I was yelling at Michaela while I was like. Before Ariana said it, I'm like, he could have stood outside her bedroom door and yelled in there like, Ariana, or he could have slipped a letter under her door.
Yeah, we were in full rage.
And then she said it. She's like, he could have left me a letter for me to look at it in the kitchen or something. He could have done all of those things, but the reason he didn't was because they weren't filming.
I feel like that point is so important, because had he tried to reach out, then you might be able to go like, well,
yeah,
like maybe this is the only way he can actually get her to talk because she's kind of forced. But if he didn't attempt anything,
and of course she would have, like, let's say he just posted it on the refrigerator open letter, so like even if he had like slipped something under her door, she could have like slipped it back. But if it's in the kitchen and he's not home, you know she's going to read it, right?
And wouldn't that have made him look better? Like, I would have purposely done that for the show to make myself look good, too. Like, hey, Ariana, just, you know, like, just a heads up. Like, I paid for the utilities, the rent, that like, it's all taken care of. Like,
I think that's what makes him such a rotten egg. Because he's just one of those people where I think it's all for the show.
Yeah.
And that's probably where her anger's coming from towards Lala and Sheena. Because she knows it.
But I also think that, like, part of it is... most of the people, like, they live their life for the show, so they can't even fathom not doing something for the show.
So
like, reality has become skewed because they're like, why would I do that not on the show? Like, I don't know. Like,
and he calls her lazy again. Okay, this is not the time to use lazy. Clearly, she has not been lazy this year, and you're calling her lazy for not filming with you. No, she's still showing up to film. She's just not speaking to you. That's not lazy.
She's the most authentic person to me because she's not giving a fuck. Like, I feel like she's really just, and not that I'm a huge Team Ariana person, but she's owning it. I feel like Sheena and Lala are the ones that are just being so wishy-washy. Lala will be barking at Ariana, Tom Sandoval, this. And then the next scene, she's like having coffee with him.
I want them to, like, I love that they broke the fourth wall at the end. Like, it was amazing. But now at the reunion, I need it to break even more. Like, they obviously have something to say. I need them to say it. Like, and I want Tom to say it about Ariana and vice versa. Like, they're obviously holding something in.
So why do you think he felt when he said, this is really good for me at the end? Like,
because for once,
it'll keep the show going.
No, for once, people stood up for him, and they're on his side. And so he was feeling...
manipulative.
Yeah, he is like, he was just happy that they were upset that Ariana was walking off. And so he's like, he thinks he, like, production's and that happy she with him.
At,
like,
yeah,
he,
'cause she yelled at Jerry.
He tried. He, and, like,
he's changing the tide.
I feel like, imagine, like, if you and I had, like, a big breakup, you know, and, like, and producers are like, go say something to her. I'd be like, I don't want, like, it would be weird, but... Did you see the way Sandoval ran up to her? Like, he, like, went, whoo! Like, yeah. He was more than happy to do that on camera.
Oh, yeah. But like, not eager, off camera.
Which the producers probably like. Like, he did really throw himself to the wolves this season.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how reactive she was, though, when she marched off and how upset, I was like, dang, that's some bad blood right there.
And I think that's why, like, you know, some people think, like, this is all forced and everything, but... Those moments
yeah.
are the tension. Like, I think it's brilliant reality TV because maybe in the future it will be forced because maybe they'll revisit it and it will feel like more acting.
Like,
but
like when Sheena was talking to her and I was like, look at the daggers shooting out of Ariana's eyes before she said, please don't talk about his journey to me anymore. You know, when Sheena's like, I really think he's growing.
I needed Sarah to restrain me because I was about to punch Sheena through the TV.
Do you know what I felt was like a really weird moment? So when Sandoval and Sheena are talking after that moment, and she's like, she called me, she said I was an idiot. Like, did you ever hear her say that? Like, she's all, Ariana said I'm an idiot and I'm stupid.
No.
Like, she never, like, maybe it got cut out or something. But then suddenly Sheena shifts it and she goes, so how do you feel about me? And I was like, it like didn't even like pertain to the conversation.
It didn't.
I was like, they obviously cut something there to make Sheena look like me, because it was such a cut.
Yeah.
I don't awkward. Know. It felt really weird.
And the Sandoval thing, like, I guess she was saying, like, you better make this worth my while to be nice to you. Because I might lose Ariana, so how much do I mean to you? But it was like, it was kind of out of nowhere. Like,
it was.
Like, what is that? Where's the transition? Like, what were you talking about? You just walk up to him and he's like, how much do I mean to you? Off camera? Or it's like, that just came out of nowhere.
Oh my gosh. And then I have to just tell you guys something that's on the after show. Spoiler alert. So another, Lala is talking about Sheena and like why she moved the way she did during the season of trying to, you know, go to Ariana and then go to Sandoval. And she said it's because she lives in the comments and she really wants to be what the people want her to be. She doesn't want the trolls coming for her. So I think
that's
what we're seeing is like her trying to, you know, play both sides a little bit. And she also mentioned that her mom, you know, also is in the and she said they send her all the negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's constantly in her head about how people are perceiving her and how she doesn't want to be.
Well, even
and she,
your guys' stuff, I feel like immediately after you post something in a negative light of Sheena, it seems like Erica right away is DMing you guys.
Yeah. I feel like people handle their social media differently. I couldn't look at it. I can barely look at ours. Like, it's really...
It'd be rough. But also, don't act so righteous and like, we're not acting righteous or condescending or, well, maybe sometimes. But, but like, you know, Lala, like, for example, on her podcast today, she's calling fans, because that's what we are, viewers, fans, whatever, all of us listening and us podcasting. She's like, I'm not even going to address any of you rabid bitches on the socials. You can, like, and then her brother's chiming in. He's like, I'm not dealing with these rabies bitches either. It's like, oh, you're welcome. Uh-huh. Because of us, you are on a show and have a show and have a house.
She's not even an OG. We had this talk when we were driving up to Dana Point yesterday. I was like, she's so entitled to the show. And I'm like, no, you got in when... The show was already on a decline because Stassi was the show. Like, for me, anyways, I feel like her, Jax, that whole dynamic.
Well, Stassi and Kristen and that.
Kristen.
And that had already kind of resolved itself by the time Lala came around.
Yeah. And she was also, like, she knew what she was doing. When you rewatch those seasons, she immediately goes in, drops a bomb, starts all the. It's just very, like, fake, it feels like.
What's she doing? What are you doing? Why don't you go play?
The sun's hitting her shoulders.
Ronnie, why don't you guys play a game or something? Play mermaid or something. Okay.
Anyways.
Did you guys think that Sandoval was so nice to provide a sound engineer for
manipulation. He knows the way to Sheena's heart. It's like, I'm going to give her money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to provide.
Why did the 27s, the band, not have their own sound guy? I don't know.
So that's the other
thing. They work in a studio.
Another thing that happens on the after show is James makes fun of that. He's like, wow, it's really hard to plug in speakers. Like, that's really super, super hard, you know? And, like, the cable, you know how Tom was like, oh, the XLR cable, do you have more of those? It's like, that's this.
He flew him on his own money. I'm like, yeah, that Southwest flight to San Francisco is about $79, okay?
He put him up in the hotel, too.
We were wondering, did Schwartz pay for Joe's hotel? Because there's no way, like, I mean, that...
Okay, so...
she said she was couch surfing,
I'm talking about the after show so much, it's so annoying. But another thing that happened that was... Oh, no, this is in the extended version. Joe was, like, all excited that, you know, they got the little seal on their bed. Like, you know, like, it was kind of, like, cute because they're so... Like, you can tell all of them got, like, notes from the hotel with, like, all these goodies and stuff.
Sandoval's wearing the shirt.
Yeah, and Joe was, like, really excited about it.
I don't know. Cool.
It was cute. Aww. Like,
that's fine. And she maybe hadn't been there because she's from Wisconsin. Michaela and I were talking about, like, the level of, like... San Francisco and excitement for their age.
It's like they were going to like Dubai or something. And I'm like,
it almost like worked on me. Like now I'm like, San Francisco, like
should
I've
I
never
go?
Been there. Like, I don't like, I've
never, but you've never like, been to San Francisco?
I've never been there. No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I'm saying like, they're in their 40s, man.
I was going to say, should we tell the bloody sheet story?
Oh God.
Oh dear.
But like even the trolley, they're going up the trolley.
I need a drink.
That's what I associate San Francisco with.
Remember,
Torin made one last night, only it was ketchup.
Remember, we couldn't even make it from the hotel to the bar. She's like, I need a drink.
Oh, yeah. We were
so
going from
liquor store
one bar to the next.
Little 99-cent shot.
She needs like a little sippy cup going to the.
She like downed like two of them and then set them on like the trash can where there was like a homeless person. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we doing?
When they're going up the trolley, like again, it's just. A trolley. Like, they have them everywhere, right? And they're going, look, you guys, we're going up. We're going up a hill. And they're like, I wonder how you walk up this hill. And Ariana's like, what you do is you lean forward a little bit. I'm like, we have hills.
I know.
And then they turn around and James is like, we're going down. Look, we're going down.
I feel like they've gone to like way more exotic places and not made a fuss over it.
That's what I mean. And the amount of times James yelled, San Francisco. I'm like, what? It's like they're 5-year-olds at Disneyland for the first time.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
It was really fun.
It just didn't like level out for me. I'm like the level of excitement. I'm like, cool.
Like,
for San Francisco tourism.
The other thing I really enjoyed in this episode, like I this is why I'm excited to watch it really carefully because I saw so many production people in the shots. And like, so how they did this party was they had these like velvet mesh curtains up and you could see, did you see how the cast kept going behind there? So it's this giant party and they kept escaping behind and you could see Brock walking back and forth. I could see the Leo guy. We saw Jerry. Like,
ooh, I'm excited to rewatch.
Yeah.
Is that where Brad by Brad went when he stormed off?
Yeah.
In his yellow canary suit.
Yeah.
Joe was not allowed in the VIP area. That's rude.
Yeah, that was rude.
I heard her say that on her IG Live. But Brad was... It's like, well, she is Schwartz's plus one. Brad is Ariana's. Why was Brad allowed back in the VIP and not Joe?
I only dislike Brad just because every time I've seen him, he's always just, to me, acted like he's Beyonce. And I'm like, I can't.
He's clearly...
But he's nice to you, right, Holly?
She loves him.
Okay,
he's clearly a very good friend. I will throw him that. Yes. He's a very good friend.
You know what? I also catch shit for like saying that I liked Vicky Gumbelson in person. Like there for
well,
some
she was nice to you.
Yeah, yeah. And so was he. So I think that's my own. Like it's like he was nice to me. You know, it's
We had because we have a similar experience.
But
he looked at us like we were peasants, and I'm like,
and he was like so over the top, and he was peacocking. You know,
yeah, yeah.
And we're like, oh come on,
yeah,
You don't know my life, my story, my... You don't know who I am. Don't you know who I am?
But I kind of feel like that's LA in general.
Yes.
A lot of people just already have that vibe.
Faking it till you make it.
I loved your guys' poll results when it with the Toms. Is that just a typical LA douchebag?
And I'm like, oh my gosh,
they just truly are a typical LA
I'm
Peter
like
Pan.
I'm annoyed that the polls go away because like the other day we were driving, when we were going to Kyle Chan's, I was like, oh, Chad, like I'm going to quiz you. And I went and they were gone. I'm like, gosh, darn it.
No. And
like,
last week I forgot to screen. I remembered and so I only got the second half.
Yeah.
But that was all the Valley, so I didn't get the Vanderpump. I mean, you know, can see the results for you guys if you want to vote and then go back and vote again. You can see the results.
They also have a feature. Maybe we could try on like some of yours that are like really hitting on the actual like carousel. You can do a poll on that. So maybe we can pull it down, the ones that are really going nuts, and like keep it there for a while, you know, and then we could pin it or, you know, put it, archive it. But,
oh, yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh, so I don't know. It felt when the episode ended, I felt like my shoulders like slumped because like now what? Like to me it left like it felt a little final to me.
It did.
I'm
the montage of since season one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then when they showed their faces, I was like, it was kind of like, did you guys watch the Dance Mom reunion yet?
No, I'm saving it though.
Okay, well just like they hold up their headshots next to them sitting there and it was like, and I felt the same way with these. Like, it was like, we've been with them for so long.
Well, some of them
long.
Looked exactly the same.
And some
like
didn't.
Like, James looked exactly the same.
But not
and
Sheena.
Other ones. Oh, that
Sheena's
was funny.
Hers
yeah.
was,
we were like, whoa, look at, like, you know, Schwartzy weathered a bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was.
They all, yeah, it's
it
crazy.
It did feel final.
It did.
I got kind of goosebumps.
But then so did that season eight.
Yeah.
You know, when Stassi walked away, that seemed like the end.
I think there's still a show left, even if Ariana, I can see them, they're good. But yeah, I don't, the reunion is going to be so freaking good.
When Ariana was just like, I just want you out of my life and crying, like those were real tears. There's no way she was acting with that. And I just, and she leaned into Katie. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What did you think though? Like this like made my ears perk up when Sandoval kind of said again on this episode, like, she knows me. She knows I'm not acting. And then that's brought up again in the reunion. I'm like, I don't know. That made me take pause for a second.
He looks like hell, man. I can't believe, I used to think he was attractive in those early surveys when we'd go.
And did he have to
get a little nervous around
him? Did he have
to
be wearing his dangly, like, lightning bolts? Ugh.
And then Andy calls him out and he's like, is that the same lightning necklace? And he literally goes, no, Andy, no. That one was, this one's white gold. That one's regular gold.
Do you know how many lightning bolts were at Kyle Chan's? There was a lot.
Oh, my God.
So he probably.
Why is Kyle Chan, like, why are we trying to make Kyle Chan happen? I'm lost where he came.
He's waited so long for this moment. Like, he really has put in his time. Much like, I mean, Brad is having his moment right now, too, finally. So Brad and Kyle. I think Billy Lee thought maybe she was going to get a come up on this. She really
didn't. Speaking of, Billy Lee apparently unfollowed. So Jax and Brittany were on Watch What Happens Live. And then they all went out. And Victoria was in the audience. He's like, oh, your girlfriend's here. She's like, hi, Andy. You know, in that voice. But then apparently the next day, Billy Lee unfollowed Sandoval. And Victoria, Sandoval's girlfriend, and Tom unfollowed each other. But she still follows the band, but she probably just forgot about the band.
Huh.
So something happened. But Billy Lee unfollowing Sandoval, that is a shock.
That's pretty big.
Wow.
Because she's, yeah.
She's ride or die, yeah.
Yeah.
And then have you guys seen...
Wait, did you know Sandoval has not been on Watch What Happens Live since pre-Scandoval? I didn't realize that.
I heard, like in the teaser in between, like, you know, before the Valley or whatever, I heard Andy say, it's been a long time for you too. I was like,
he's like, has anything been going on?
Oh my gosh. Well, so I feel like we have like some major notes to take and to like run down this episode tonight. Read all the comments.
After
and see
show, Watch What Happens Live, yes. Extended version.
Yeah, I would not want to be Lala and Sheena today. The
so we'll record it.
Are crazy.
They're going to come back right doubling down and being smug. While we have you here, your overall thoughts on selling the OC? Since we are in Dana Point where they filmed a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, well, I binged it all in one day, of course.
So did I.
But I thought I couldn't hate anyone worse than Lala and Sheena right now, and nope, never mind, Alex Hall. I cannot stand Alex Hall. She's also getting roasted.
I feel like they are trying to make it, like, make us like her. Like, they put scenes in there, like, you know, with them, like, celebrating, you know, with her family. And
yeah,
it's like,
Shabbat.
Yeah, you want to be like, oh, but it's, she needs to do
she's
some work.
So smug.
Yeah.
She needs to.
I think as an audience member, I would like to see her humbled a little bit.
Yes. Did you listen to the Caller Daddy with Brittany
Snow? No, I just saw like some clips
about it.
I like Brittany Snow.
Me too. I love her. And you really heard, she wouldn't quite say it out loud, but she definitely hinted that Tyler is like a major fuckboy.
Oh, she did say, because she said, have you met the girl like that he cheated on? And she goes, which one? There were many.
He's okay, a total just silver spoon, daddy's boy, just grew up, you know, money. He's the Shep of Southern California, yeah. I feel like. Or Orange County.
What did you guys think of that house that Austin showed Lisa when he was like, it's 2-something million, 2-bedroom in Laguna? Would you guys like give up the space to live in Laguna?
No, because I hate top of the world. It's like I get seasick driving up there.
Ugh,
it's like Malibu. It's like,
yeah, I feel like,
or like where Stassi lives.
It's like Stassi lives or Malibu, Topanga Canyon. Like, nope.
It's on my bucket list to live on a hill like that. I think because I've always lived so flat.
Yeah,
but I would probably end up being like feeling
quite a
like
difference
that.
Between Mesa Verde and Costa Mesa and Laguna, top of the world.
Oh my god! Yeah,
yeah. Mesa Verde, like there's super nice houses over there. Well, and I think they were like also looking at that horse area. By remember when you saw that filming thing, and I went and I saw everybody filming for that show.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow.
I forget
what about that Coronado house. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Insane.
Oh my gosh. I want to come to Coronado.
We should stop by their San Diego office. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then
I want to go do a Coronado day.
Maybe when you come down, we can plan our live show there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
did you watch The Valley?
No.
Okay. Pay attention to like Kristen does like her, you know, 35th James May launch.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what she chooses to wear because it's like, it's very confusing. I don't see how it highlights the t-shirt.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why is the t-shirt line still?
And it's a horrible cut t-shirt. It's the muscle shirt where it hits the woman like at the worst spot on the arm.
I feel like she was like literally stabbed in the heart when she saw how well Lala's shirt line did.
Yeah.
And she's like, I had a t-shirt line and I could have made $200,000.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
So she's like, let's obviously the fan base likes t-shirts.
She should have. And she should have leaned into the suck a dick and the,
all
her little lines. She should have made that merch.
Yeah.
Yes.
It should have been like looking for you like Kristen Doty or, you know, like stalking you like,
I would have
bought that. I love the stalker.
Detective Doty.
Yes.
Yeah, she needs to lean into the Vanderpump fan base. Not
that's freaking good.
Yeah.
Because
you can get shirts like hers. You just go to Target. And
I
get
know.
One for like
$12.
Like
bucks.
The band shirts anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Target, all the graphic. Yeah.
Because I want to support her. I love her.
Yeah, Kristen. I like to support all of them. But it's like, put some good stuff out, brah.
Yeah, she does. Like crazy Kristen, like Forensic Files type stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I everyone's creating drink boxes. Create, you know, everyone's doing like those murder mystery games.
A kit. Yeah.
I would, and every month like you can get a different one.
Like,
and it's like, and it's
here's
like,
how to do this.
Written like kind of like a trashy novel. It'd be so.
Yes.
Kristen, contact
Come
us.
On.
Like that is a.
Five different ways to get past a phone password or
how fun would that podcast could play it, like they could like do an episode and play it, we could talk about it. That would be so, and that'd be really easy to do. It really would.
Maybe we should just do it.
Maybe we should. Yeah. Yes. Okay, well you guys tune in tonight and we'll be back
with a full detailed breakdown.
But thanks for listening to us here in Dana Point. We just had to come and connect with you guys because we're in the afterglow of the finale.
Yep.
Okay, we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.